Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, family in Christ, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for sharing the podcast. It's really kind of unbelievable how it's getting out there. And forgive me as I'm going through my notes here while I'm talking to you. Things are going well. It's getting close to Christmas. Hopefully you're staying grounded and rooted in the Word of God, and that we will have meaningful Christmas celebrations with friends or family, or maybe at your work, and it's not just about the shopping and the commercialism of it and what TV makes it out to be. I always have I get up on my soapbox about TV commercials showing all red and green presents, and they might show a tree, they might show Frosty. No mention of Christmas, nothing. How many times do they say this holiday? What holiday are they talking about? But I'll spare you the rest of that. But right now, very interesting program today we have for you. For those of you, especially with creative talents that you've always wanted to use for the Lord, maybe you always wanted to do something for a living but didn't think you could do it and glorify God. But I think you're going to be encouraged today. We've got Darby Kern with us. He's in studio. He says he was an underachiever in high school, and he's got a degree, but he says he's done nothing with it. But his life got better when he married his wife, Bobby Jo. They have two very intelligent, his words, daughters in college. And since 1999, he's been a professional writer, mostly in Christian audio drama. And I want to give you the website. The main website is JakeMullerAdventures.com. JakeMullerAdventures.com will tell you who Jake is. And Darby Kern also has a website. That's Darby, K-E-R-N. -com.
Oh man, that's old.
Or .com. Yes, there we go. There he is. Hey, brother, welcome. Good to have you in studio.
It's good to be here. It's good.
Yeah. So you're in Green Bay, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so good to have you here. So basically, I'm just going to walk through your background a little bit before we get to these. You're going, what are those? Well, he produces audio dramas, and I'm going to tell you how he got to this point. Well, I'm going to let him tell the story. First of all, you were working in some other field, and you were trying to do maybe your dream or what you're talented in on the side. Tell us about how your progression came to be.
Yeah, I have always been a fan of old-time radio, audio drama, whatever you want to call it. Grew up listening to, in Milwaukee, I think it was WISN, used to play The Shadow and The Lone Ranger and stuff. But the Moody Network has all their stuff that we listen to, the Stories of Great Christians, Ranger Bill, the storybooks, now I'm on the spot and I can't remember stuff.
was years ago, I'm guessing.
Well, I've listened to them recently too, okay. But Sugar Creek Gang, yeah. All those, and I just grew up listening to audio drama, loved it, loved the medium, and graduated high school, fortunately, and spent 25 years working in my dad's restaurant.
Wow.
And while I was doing that, I just got a taste. I wanted to be doing some writing. And what actually happened was we went to the Christian bookstore and found out there was an audio drama of the Left Behind books being produced in Wheaton, Illinois by Gap Digital. And just on a goof, I emailed Gap Digital. Gentleman named Todd Busteed is the guy behind it all, and just said, hey, you're doing exactly what I'd love to be doing, and if you ever need a writer or anything, it's the kind of thing that doesn't work anymore, but it did work out that way. And I got an email from Todd, which the first thing I noticed about it was he sent it at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I thought, okay, this is probably not the kind of schedule I want to be working on.
Creative people.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And he said, if you're seriously interested in this, I'm going to give you an audition. So he told me to go find a book, and particular book. He says, write me an episode. So I read that at 7 o'clock in the morning. By 10 o'clock, I had the book in my hands, and just wrote a sample episode for him. And he liked it, and he just kept my name in a file. A few years later, they were launching Left Behind the Kids audio drama. And he invited me to participate. And the rest is...
That's awesome. So you got you kind of got started on the Left Behind audio dramas for and the kids. And then you said you were also a writer on, let's see, Rising?
Yeah, The Rising was the it's the first prequel book that Jerry Jenkins wrote after the main series was done. And that's actually still some of my favorite writing that I've done. Hmm. My personal favorite, most successful, I think.
Why is that?
It just seemed to hit exactly the way I wanted it to. And at that point, Todd trusted me enough that I could really do some writing and in a way that was different from all the other audio drama that you heard, which at the time, and still for that matter, you know, Focus on the Family doing Adventures in Odyssey, that was the high watermark.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were doing stuff that really just – because of the nature of the audience and the series of books and the material that they would never try on Odyssey. And that's okay.
Okay.
They have their niche and they're doing it well.
So you've got a lot of projects. Jeff, I think you can pull up Darby's website. You've got all kinds of projects on there. Go to darbykern.com and just scroll down a little bit. You can see some of the projects. There it is.
Yeah.
Some of the projects you've worked on and, let's see, what else? The Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty? Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was produced by Heirloom Audio. It's my friend Bill Hyde. He lives in northeastern Illinois, kind of on the river.
But you could stay here in Green Bay.
Absolutely.
And work from home. Which is amazing.
Yeah, I didn't even have to put pants on most days to go to work. It was nice.
Hopefully I had sweats or something.
Yeah, something. The house is always a little cool. But yeah, Bill had been doing the Adventures of G.A. Henty, Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty, for a couple of years. And I knew plenty of the people who were involved. And at one point, I think they just needed a writer. They needed a script pretty quick. And by that point, I sort of got the reputation of working pretty fast. And doing a decent job, I hope. Mm. And so they got in touch with me, and I wrote the one that's on there, Wolf the Saxon, which is really about the Battle of Hastings in 1066. But Henty always created a character who was sort of a cipher who would move through these historical events.
Okay.
And the books are a lot of fun. They're, you know, over 100 years old now, and not as historically accurate as we would have hoped, but they were good. And these were sent, you know, mostly the subscription was for homeschool families.
Okay.
They love it.
Christian themes. Absolutely. You say that they are stories of honor, heroism, selflessness, qualities that aren't encouraged the way that they should be today.
Yeah.
Right? So these are good things for young families to have.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell us about Unshackled.
Unshackled, well, it's the longest running audio drama in history right now. The show was started in 1950.
Wow.
I've been involved for, I think, 3 or 4 years. It's produced by the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago. Great, great group of people. They love the Lord, and they are just committed to honoring Him. Unshackled are true stories of people whose lives were just a hot mess, we would say now, just really in a bad place. And they came to the Lord, and every story is different. And, everyone has, we all have our own stories, but, you know, mine doesn't involve, laying in an alley with a needle stuck in my arm or something like that. And some of these people have that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just powerful. God has really used that show to draw people to Him.
That's great.
And the mission is amazing, too. So, yeah. I have another one, January 3rd, going down to...
Really? Awesome. Yeah,
they do live recordings.
Where can people get a hold of that?
That they have an app, and that's how I listen to everything on it. But it also plays on a lot of radio stations around the country.
Mm-hmm.
I know in Green Bay, WRVM has been playing it for... Okay. 40 years,
okay.
Maybe.
Is that on a Saturday or Sunday morning?
I think it runs every night.
Okay, at nighttime. Okay.
Yeah, they run some reruns, and then there's a new
one. Unshackled. I've actually heard it on.
Yeah, yeah.
On The Voice of the Master.
That's right.
Yeah, all right.
That's right.
So, well, this brings us to the Jake Muller adventures. I met you years ago,
yeah.
And I don't remember where, but most recently, I was preaching, filling in for my pastor, One Way Christian Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You happened to come on a day when I was sharing a message on spiritual warfare and colliding worldviews and demonic agendas. And you say that the Jake Muller Adventures is largely about spiritual warfare. I'm going to give the website again. It's jakemulleradventures.com. So tell us how you started this, the idea, the development, and more about Jake Muller.
Yeah, there was a period of time when I was not writing much. There were a few jobs. It was actually pre-COVID. So
BC, before COVID.
Yeah, BC. Exactly. Boy, the world has changed, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
But I was working. I had an idea for a story, and I just thought, okay, you know, if I don't get this story out of my system, it's just going to become toxic. And that's one of the hard parts of being a writer. If you don't have an outlet for some of this stuff, some of your ideas, it can become a bad scene. Mm. So I went ahead and I wrote the script and did a little research on it, wrote the script. It's the first one called Unidentified. And all the stories, all the Jake Muller adventures start with a question. What should a Christian have to do with blank? Mm. And for that one, it was aliens, UFOs, extraterrestrials, UAPs, whatever you want to call them. And, you know, there's 150 sightings of something every day. So what are they? I mean, obviously there's something out there.
Are they demonic spirits, do you think?
Well, not to spoil the show, but yeah, that is my idea. That is what I believe.
Well,
too.
Yeah. Well, I think I know there's a lot of people that say absolutely aliens are absolutely real, life on other planets. I mean, maybe that's in God's territory.
Yeah.
But what we understand is demonic spirits, angels, principalities. If you read Ephesians 6 and other places in Scripture, warfare. I'm even the angel that announced to Mary that she would have the Jesus, right? And just so many angels appear to people in Scripture, and there's a very real aspect to that. And then spiritual warfare comes into play. Go ahead and continue, Darby.
Well, I wrote the show and just, you know, so I had it out of my system at that point, but then I thought, no, I really like the script. How am I going to get this produced? So I'm part of a group of like-minded Christians who enjoy audio drama. And I just put it out to one of them. Hey, is anybody interested in helping me with this show? I don't know what I'm going to need, actors, but I'll definitely need a sound designer and an editor for it. And one gentleman in that group, his name is Micah Touche, lives in Louisiana. He stepped up and was interested. And I gave him kind of a brief audition, you know, as far as being able to put just a kind of a trailer together for it that we recorded with some actors, and he knocked it out of the park.
Wow.
And I'm convinced that the Lord put him on my path for some good things to happen, and we've worked together on all three shows so far.
So you say all three. Do I have all three of them here?
Yep.
I've got Undead, I've got Blood, and I've got Unidentified. So these are the three that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And friends, you can get these. So primarily, these are geared toward young Christian families?
Well, we always say that we're trying to catch the kids who have been growing up listening to Adventures in Odyssey, and they hit an age where they think, I'm too cool for that kid stuff.
Okay.
So we give them a story that's action and adventure, but with a Christian worldview. We used to describe it as the adventures of Indiana Jones meets the intrigue of the X-Files, but from a Christian worldview. But if you think about it, both Indiana Jones and the X-Files are kind of outdated now. So I have to come up with a new one. If anybody has any ideas, let me know.
So we're going to continue with Darby when we come right back on Worldview Matters. Introducing the Worldview Matters Conference, coming to Green Bay, Wisconsin, May 1st and 2nd, 2026. Here are some of the featured speakers: Ken Michael, Olivier Melnick, Tim Chafee, Mark and Amber Archer, Laura Perry Smaltz, Dr. Jake Jacobs, Jay Siegert, Gary Kah, Scott Shera, and Elijah Abraham. That's the Worldview Matters Conference, May 1st and 2nd, 2026, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Friends, family in Christ, we are now in our third year of producing Worldview Matters, and praise God. That's all I have to say. Thank you. New studio. We are just on a roll here thanks to your prayers and your financial support. It's fundraising season, and I'm just going to be transparent about this. A lot of nonprofits do this, and right now we're gearing up for the next year of more podcasts and more great guests, and I would love for you to jump on board if you haven't yet. And this is only for people who are able to give financially, all right? And I don't want to, you know, say, if you know, things are tight for you, don't worry about it. Just pray and share the podcast. But we would love to get you on board. If you could send, for example, $200, a gift, a tax-deductible gift. We're a nonprofit, right? $25 a month if you want to be a monthly supporter. A lot of people do it that way. And as just a small token of our gratitude, we've got brand new stainless steel tumblers here. It's got Worldview Matters on one side and Keep Speaking the Truth About Things That Matter. That's my tagline. That's on the other side. So for those of you who are able to donate, we'd appreciate it very much. Go to worldviewmatters.tv. And thank you so much for your prayers and support. I want to mention just another brother who sent Christmas card. This is Joe, and I think it's Marie. It might be Marnie. Forgive me, Joe. Anyway, he says, keep speaking for the Lord. Opposition may rise, but truth always conquers, and truth never dies. Have a Merry Christmas, he says. Blessed New Year. We appreciate that, and he is, anyway, one of the many, many supporters. I've got more to read as we continue to go through this list. We're just going to do, this is the last week of putting the ask out there. So thank you so much for your support and encouragement. Back to Darby Kern. I want to talk about Jake Muller's adventures and what you mentioned about the undead. There's two more you said they're coming out?
Yeah, there's two more that are going to be coming out in 2026. We've already recorded the voices and begun the post-production work on them. And they're going to be, the next one after Undead is called Engineered, and it's about social engineering. Really,
ooh, great topic.
Deals pretty strongly with a lot of the spiritual warfare issues. I don't want to spoil anything for people who are, you know, going to see this and say, "Hey, let's listen to this." But there's a cabal of people who are trying to control the world.
Yeah,
and it may be more close to reality than fiction.
Okay. That's you know, people need to know about these things too. Even young people that are growing up, and you know, they need to understand what's happening. In fact, what should a Christian think about these things? One of the things you sent me some pre-show notes on were vampire subcultures. I mean, they're in New York, Chicago, New Orleans, other places. Yeah. Vampires, voodoo. It's very real to these people and cults and other things. Yeah. It's a very real thing. But so what about Christians? And do you address any of these in your projects?
Yeah, Blood is all about the vampire subculture. The story takes place in Chicago. And there is this subculture that exists there where, you know, you think that it's just, you know, role-playing or something like that. And for some people it might be, or it might be that's how they get started. But there's a real, I'm not afraid to say, demonic element to some of it.
Yep.
Some people take it well beyond role-playing and create a lifestyle around it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not that people go around biting necks and drinking blood or anything like that, but there's an element of blood that is involved in what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking the question, what should a Christian think about this? I mean, the obvious answer is this is something we should really flee from, you know. But then what does blood mean to a Christian, and blood sacrifice?
We are washed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Christ.
Yeah. And which is a great sentiment, but for someone who's not a believer, who doesn't understand the artistic element of what you're saying, it just sounds weird.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of songs and hymns that talk about the blood. And
yes.
And they're great songs. They're great hymns. But we need to make sure that these people who don't know the Lord will understand what we're talking about.
So you mentioned social engineering. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we could go on forever.
You also mentioned you've got an upcoming show that deals with a new world order, working about to bring about the Antichrist. I mean, we talk about that on this program. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Well, that actually, the seeds of that get started in the very first show, Undead.
Okay.
There's a the bottom one, actually, the blue one.
Oh, like I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Unidentified.
Unidentified.
I was wrong.
Okay.
That was me.
I'm showing the right one. Unidentified.
I screwed up. In that, you're introduced to this cabal that strangely has their offices in Strasbourg, France. You know, don't want to say too much more about that. And it's just speculation.
Probably affiliated with the UN or...
Yeah. They might have something to do with that. But I don't present them as anything but corrupt and demonic. So, I believe that it's, I think there are people who are controlled. I think there's a lot of people in power who are not doing the Lord's work, you know, the opposite of that. And so there's an ultimate group of bad guys that you learn about more. But the fifth story, it's called Shroud. Is kind of a combination. Now I'm gonna be secretive about this.
Okay, that's coming out next year.
That'll be towards the end of next year.
Okay,
it's a bit of The Boys from Brazil. What else would we say? I take these old stories and old movies and kind of update it. So there's an element of science fiction involved.
Okay,
but there's nothing that happens that I don't think is happening in the real world. So,
okay. Something before we run out of time, yeah. Darby, you said what you sent me, we were exchanging emails before he came on the show. You said biblical eschatology is a subject you've studied for about 40 years.
Yeah.
So you're very into that. You know, talk to us about your interest in that and just, you know, share your thoughts on that.
Yeah. If you want to label me, I would be considered a pre-trib dispensationalist. Mm-hmm. It's what I see in the Bible. There's a lot of people who probably just turned off the podcast because they didn't want to hear from me.
No, I think most, a majority, we can agree to disagree on these things. We do not break fellowship with believers who have different views on, you know, the rapture, but I mean, the other doctrinal issues and cults and false teachings, yes.
Yeah.
But this is something most of our audience is probably aligned with.
Yeah, and I don't think that my ideas are unorthodox or anything, but I have been, I think when I was about 18, I started reading more about it. I listened to some conferences that were recorded and just started, you know, thinking about things in a different way. And what I realized and what most important to me is that clearly, scripturally, God had a plan, you know, and it's a detailed plan and it's an exact plan, and nothing that happens is a surprise to him.
Yeah.
So all these things go in a row, and you know, it's funny because in the mid 1980s, when I really started studying this stuff, people had ideas about what was coming up, and I'd read just about everything, and you know, someone comes up with 88 reasons why he's coming back in 88, and then 89 reasons, you know, all that jazz. It just really created an interest in me that I need to get into the Word. I need to understand this stuff. And, you know, I've gone through some periods of my life where I was less interested in spiritual matters. And that always ends with a question about, okay, why do I believe what I believe? And one of the things, just one of the things that really draws me back every time I would even think to, you know, ask that question is biblical prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Yes, which is between a third and a quarter of the Bible.
Yeah.
And Jesus fulfilled hundreds of prophecies. People don't put a lot of emphasis on that like I think it should be emphasized.
I agree.
Because if you can predict the outcome and successfully, I mean, the Bible's got a 100% track record of being right on prophecy, and more to come, by the way. And plus, the prophecy from Isaiah, what was it, about 700 BC?
Yeah.
So 700 years before Jesus was born. That's where we get our the wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
Right.
That's Isaiah 9, you know, 6 and 7 there. But then we get the part where the government will be on his shoulders. Yeah. And that hasn't happened yet.
Not yet.
But it's going to. So before we run out of time, I want you to encourage creative people that are in our audience that would love to use their gifts and talents in whatever capacity for the Lord, but maybe are hesitant. I know you've gone through that. Maybe a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
Share your heart on that.
I just do what you're doing. If you're interested in something like acting, voice acting, there are places to go where you can get connected with people who are doing a lot of production.
Or writing.
Yeah. If you're a writer, write. Absolutely. You know, I'm working on a course, a video course for writing, which I can't even promote now because there's not enough to put together. But, you know, learn how to write. Learn for yourself why you want to write. You have a story. Tell it as best you can. Find a way. And if you're thinking about like a movie script or an audio drama script, just imagine the best movie you can imagine, beginning to end, and then go back and write it all down. It's,
wow.
You know, it's as simple as that, but it's as difficult as
and
that.
And then you have to be disciplined and get down and just write it out.
Yep.
In the details. So you have a podcast too, right? JakeMullerAdventures.com?
Yes.
Podcast?
It's been a little fallow for a while, but we're going to be coming back
it up
real
again.
Soon. Yeah.
Okay. So anything else people need to know? We've got your website, DarbyKern.com, and JakeMullerAdventures.com. People can get these through the website or Amazon?
Yep.
Or
you can do both. If you go through the website, you can buy CDs or digital downloads. Anything that you do through the website might be more expensive, but the money goes right into us producing more.
Okay.
You can find it on Spotify, and you can find it on audible.com as well.
And your sweatshirts are on there, too.
Yeah, they are.
Jake Muller sweatshirt.
You, too, could wear
awesome. Oh, and you've got a mug.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. Okay, well, so good to have you in studio, brother. I wish you continued success and that God would enlarge your territory.
Thank you.
And that people would check these out for their kids, especially homeschool families, that, as you said, once they get to Adventures in Odyssey and they're not listening to that anymore.
Yeah.
This is a great transition. So friends, I'd encourage you to check it out.
And I would encourage parents to listen to it first if your kids are younger, just to make sure that it's right for your kids.
Good call. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, brother.
You too. Thank
all
you.
Right. God bless.
Good seeing you again, Dave.
Yep. Friends, thank you so much for all of your prayers and sharing the podcast. That's how it's getting out there. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.